It's time for the ETF Spotlight, where each week we highlight one exchange-traded fund. There are thousands of ETFs available to invest in. ETF Prime has sorted through them all, so you don't have to.
The ETF we're spotlighting this week is the Validia Market Legends ETF, ticker VALX. And joining us via phone from New York to discuss this ETF is John Reese, co-founder and CEO of Validia Capital Management. He's also author of the book, The Guru Investor, How to Beat the Market Using History's Best Investment Strategies. John, great having you back on the show.
Nate, thanks for having me back.
John, so this is a unique ETF. Basically, you're attempting to replicate the stock selection strategies of some of the greatest investors of all time, Benjamin Graham, Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch. Let's start with the basics. How are you going about doing this? How do you replicate an investor like Warren Buffett?
Well, first of all, this started many decades ago when I was looking to invest my own money in the stock market and was reading a wide variety of books by legendary investors. When I actually came across the book One Up on Wall Street by Peter Lynch, where all of a sudden it struck me that he was not only somebody that actually had a reputation and a track record, but had gone through and in a book described in detail his stock selection process. And furthermore, it was detailed enough that you could actually follow it, and I felt that I could implement it with a computer program. A lot of books and experts out there talk in terms of vague generalities. They may say that you want to get a company that has great management. Well, what exactly is that? How do you know when the company has great management? So you have to look for expressions that each of the experts basically say can be translated into a usually quantitative rule. So with Warren Buffett, that was particularly interesting because he is almost the one person who did not write his own book on investing. He's written a number of investor letters, but much of the wisdom of how he's gone about investing has been shared in other books that have been written about him. I've read almost all of them, and I found the best book on that to be Buffettology by his ex-daughter-in-law, Mary Buffett. So reading through those books, reading through her books and workbooks, and extracting the formulas. And then in each case, usually there are very clear examples that the author has presented about particular stock selections. And I go through that in intense detail, examining the rules, seeing is that consistent with what the expert has actually said. And when you look at patterns, you're able to judge what are the maximums, what are the minimums that they've generally gone for. You're able to extract rules. So I'll generally read a book about five times to extract the wisdom and turn them into computer rules is how I go about that. And then over time, over the years, you will see articles published where there's some clarification, some journalist is able to get or extract some additional bit of wisdom, or the person actually has a newsletter. And when that comes up, if that translates or refines a rule, I will then adapt that rule to it. So that's how I go about that process.
And John, how many guru investors have you replicated this process for?
Well, I originally started with 12, and today I'm up to now 45 different guru strategies.
So I guess on that note, I mean, you mentioned reading the book on Warren Buffett five times. How much time and research has gone into developing these models over the years? It seems like a tremendous amount of research work.
It really has. I'm not sure if I have an actual average. I became more efficient as I did more models, but I would say maybe a couple of months just in terms of doing the reading and rereading and extracting some of the formulas on paper, and then another couple of months to actually code it up and handle, you know, various conditions. When you're looking at just one stock at a time, that in some ways that's easy. When all of a sudden you now feed in 3,500 or 6,000 different stocks, you find all sorts of different parameters and combinations that the guru may not have individually addressed, but you have to find the wisdom in their teachings in order to handle all of the different stock combinations.
John, this is Jason Lank. You're with 49 different guru models. I'm sure there must be something for every investor under the sun there. Just from a high level, do you tend to see a concentration of ideas in a lot of the strategies, or is just everybody spread out far and thin?
Well, actually, you ask a very good question. Overall, the basic addition is there is a very wide spread between what the strategies select. They're, for the most part, they're selecting different stocks. That said, we do find and look for combinations where one or sometimes several gurus also like the stock at the same time. And when we have a tie in selecting a portfolio, we base that tie on how many of the gurus are also recommending that stock at the same time. A second aspect of answering that question is that over long periods of time, the gurus tend to like certain, usually very unpopular, undervalued industries. At one point in time, it was the steel industry. Another point in time, it was the retail industry. Usually, it's extremely unpopular with the experts in the field saying that this industry has no growth in it as far as the eye can possibly see. You definitely don't want to be in there. And that excites a lot of these strategies at the same time. They're starting to say it's when the expectations are low, the value is there, and you will start at those times to see clusters in particular industries. Many times those works out. Not all the times, but many times those when they focus in on particular industries, it works great.
John, so tell us more about the ETF itself, the Validia Market Legends ETF. Again, ticker symbol VALX. How exactly is this operating?
The VALX basically has between 5 to 10 of the guru strategies, each selecting a sleeve of 10 of its best picks for the stocks on a monthly basis. So each strategy will pick stocks on a monthly basis, and the highest rated ones will be picked in. Each stock is rated on a score of 0 to 100 by a particular guru based upon those criteria that I had mentioned before. The stocks are screened out for liquidity, so there's about 2,500 right now in the market that are currently eligible, liquid enough for trading. And right now we have 9 of the models selecting, therefore, 90 stocks. Again, each sleeve according to one of the guru strategies.
And so can you add new models over time, or will you always be at 9? Can you go more or less?
No, but at the end of each year, the index committee reviews all the models, and at that point in time, we take into consideration the long-term performance of the model, how it correlates with the other models, and the factor exposures of the models, such as the exposure to value. And from there, the models and the ETF are selected based upon the expected future returns and mean reversion. So small changes are made infrequently in terms of you're adding or, if necessary, subtracting a model or replacing it with another model.
Did I see correctly that this ETF utilizes stop losses on individual positions? Is that right?
Yes, we do. We use wide stop losses. We use what we call a dynamic stop loss. So we don't just fix it at a particular level. When I say wide, it starts at 40%, but to that we add the either increase or decline of the S&P 500, 50% of that increase or 50% of decline. So if the market is moving down very substantially, we adjust the stop loss actually down. We don't let general market movements stop us out. It usually has to be something because the individual stock that will generate that 40% or more stop loss, or less if the S&P 500 has gone up since that stock has been acquired.
John, if you don't mind, I would like to ask you about performance. I know it's been a tough year for this ETF relative to the S&P 500, and really that's been the case going back to the ETF's inception. And you talked earlier about how this ETF gets exposure. What's driving that? Like, is this ultimately tied to something like values underperformance?
Yes. Basically, of the guru models, it turns out that 70% of the models are highly related to value. Value in our research has had the best long-term performance, you know, over the years, whether you look back 50 years or 100 years in the market. But there are periods of time, since 1945, there have been six periods of time where value has dramatically underperformed growth, as we've seen right now for the last several years. In fact, since the great financial crisis in 2008, value has been substantially underperforming growth. This is not something that hasn't seen before. It has, but nevertheless, we don't know when it ends. When it does end, each of those six episodes that I've just mentioned has shown tremendous 50, 60, 70, 100% performance of value then outperforming growth when that actually occurs. We just don't know what the timing is.
And I think this tacks on to Jason's question earlier, but it sounds like you don't have any concerns with quote-unquote over-allocating to a particular factor. If your models spit out value, if that seems dominant across the models, that's what you're going to allocate to. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. We, again, have found the best success over time letting the models go where they want to. Our ETF is unusual in that it is an all-cap fund. The models are able to pick between small, medium, large cap. It's able to pick between the U.S. And internationally. And as the factors see fit, as they find more value opportunities, they will go more into value. It's based upon mean reversion. We still feel that mean reversion, you know, permeates the entire market and is there. You can't necessarily predict when the reversion actually occurs, but we can still be highly confident that it will occur.
And John, where do you see this ETF fitting in an investment portfolio?
I basically see it as a VALX would be an appropriate as a 10 to 15% allocation in someone's portfolio for a long-term investor that's looking to allocate to a fund that seeks market outperformance but looks nothing like the market. It looks nothing like the S&P 500. And right now has very high exposure to value stocks, small caps, international stocks, all of which have been directly out of favor at the current time. So it's really a long-term bet that those are going to come back in favor and be highly rewarding.
Is, I think, about all of the research you've done on these individual guru models, have you ever considered launching an ETF based on a single model? So, you know, something like a Warren Buffett ETF?
So, yes, actually we have, and that's a very interesting, intriguing idea. One of the key reasons, of course, we've considered doing that is there is individual investor interest in particular legendary investors and models. Offsetting that has been the fact that we also have a belief that all models, including the individual experts, come in and out of favor over time, and that we wanted to blend strategies together in one model so that one goes out of favor, another one basically comes in favor. It's an easier ride to follow. One of the problems in investing overall for most individuals is that funds can come in and out of favor and go through extremes, and it's very difficult to stay through the down periods and stay around for the rewarding periods. So we had thought the best answer to that was to offer a fund that blended funds together, even though we recognize that there is quite a lot of interest in individual gurus.
Well, John, really interesting spotlight this week. Glad we could reconnect. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
That was John Rees, co-founder and CEO of Validia Capital Management. And you can learn more about the Validia Market Legends ETF by visiting validiafunds.com. That's V-A-L-I-D-E-A funds.com.